You know, I don't share my past because I want you to know I've had it rough. I share my past because I want you to get that you can have it lovely too. In other words, the space in which you're coming from, the space in which you're inviting people to, matters. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Let's dive in. So you'll hear me talk about, I was born 2 pounds, 4 ounces. I was born 3 months early. You'll hear me talk about what happens when you get beat to death in a prison riot. Right? I was on the job for 4 months. I was a rookie. There's something that happens when you get beat to death. Anyway, I talk about growing up poor on welfare, going to stand in line to get food baskets for the holidays. It's the holiday season. Gotta remember the food baskets. I talk about the time I, met a girl. Moved around the world. Boy, that had its challenges too. And I share those not that we can have a Me Too club. Have you noticed a lot of people, they share how rough it is, how rough they've had it, so that you'll join them in the Me Too club. Or the I Feel Sorry For You club. Boy, I didn't know. I feel bad. I want you to get that you can have it lovely. The life can be a dance. No matter what you've experienced in the past, no matter what you've experienced now, you can have an insight right now that changes your entire world for the rest of your life. So I'm having an online chat with Nancy this morning and my mother on two different apps. And I'm having a chat with Victoria, who's basically across the room. And sometime recently, Victoria started sharing, her and her friend, they read these little classic children's books to each other. They send them like one photo at a time or read them to each other over WhatsApp. And I just thought that was lovely. It all started with them just sharing a photo a day from a book that they would read together. And I thought, I'm going to do that with my mom. My mom's in Pennsylvania. She used to read to me as a little boy. She taught me how to read because I asked her to. I said, I want to learn how to read. I want to learn how to write. And so now I'm sharing. I shared Sam and Dave Dig a Hole. That's one of my favorite little manifesting books. Sam and Dave Dig a Hole. Right now I'm sharing one of the Winnie the Pooh books. Eeyore Lost His Tail. Eeyore Finds a Tail. Something about Eeyore. And I'm chatting with Nancy about my super secret agenda. More playtime and more playmates. It's really more about playmates. I've got plenty of playtime, so do you. Most people waste it, though, at work, trying to do something to make something will happen later. Doing something that they can complain about. You know, I do often ask the question, if you doubled your income and worked half the time, how would you buy peanut butter or presents differently? And I appear to digress. So I'm chatting with Nancy while chatting with my mom, while chatting with Victoria in three different ways, two different apps, one in person. And it really, really strikes me, this whole thing. Why do I have dream-driven days? Why do we have remarkable? It's all about more playtime and more playmates. I love exploring how to generate playtime. I love exploring playtime. I love having playmates. I find it utterly fascinating that people settle for war and work. And we all do. I did. Got to remember, I was a police officer. I was a prison guard. I did a lot of things. But you don't have to settle for war or work for one more moment. You can start making this your lifestyle. By the way, only you know, which means everybody, only you know if you're using this to fix problems every day or chase happiness. It's the same thing, solving problems and chasing happiness. They're the same thing. They're in the future. On the other hand, using this as a complete lifestyle method. Joseph Goddard to the mix, dream-driven day, yada, yada, yada. You'll notice what we teach is different. It's not about solving problems. It's about planting possibilities. It's about your playground of possibilities. And the moment you notice a desire and you move into its assumption, you've planted a seed. And it's possible you won't dig it up. And you get to discover play is the way. If what we do resonates with you, join Remarkable.com. If you join now, you get a vault with over $1,000 worth of our time-tested and proven goodies, our gift to you. The vault's for Remarkable members only. You can buy everything that's inside. It'll cost you like $1,000. Or you can join Remarkable at joinremarkable.com. Remarkable is pretty cool. We talk about that immersive experience. If you wanted to learn French, what do? You go to France. You immerse yourself in the culture, the food, the traditions, the dance. And suddenly you find yourself living French, not just speaking it. God, I tried to learn French back in high school, right? Didn't get into test taking, and that's what it was all like for me. Learn this, pass that test. Learn that, pass that test. Wasn't a fan. Didn't keep going in that direction, that's for sure. Even though the French teacher was hot. Meanwhile, if you want to join us on an immersive experience, join Remarkable.com. Go there, give that a peek. And if you want to know what's all inside the vault, let me know. I'll even show you. There's a link at the bottom of the page if you want to see, too. Anyway. So you got a choice to make today. And that choice is going to determine the rest of your life. Or at least the next moment. But here's the thing. If you don't realize that you own the next moment, if you don't realize that you are the owner of a boundless forest, you're not going to enjoy the leaves. Imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. So I've got this super secret agenda, more playtime and more playmates. You get to have more playtime when you stop going to war all the time. War consumes your time. You're always offensive and defensive. I want you to join us on the playground of possibilities. I want you to sing the song you came here to sing so you don't ever worry about the echo again. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast.